College English Test Band 4 Part 2 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 1. Simon, could you return the tools I lent you for building the bookshelf last month?
Oh, well, I hate to tell you this, but I can't seem to find them.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 2. I am going to Martha's house. I have a paper to complete, and I need to use her computer.
Why don't you buy one yourself? Think how much time you could save.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Question 3. Daddy, I've decided to give up science and go to business school.
Well, it's your choice as long as you pay your own way, but I should warn you that not everyone with a business degree will make a successful manager.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 4. I just read in the newspaper that Lord of the Rings is this year's greatest hit. Why don't we go and see it at the Grand Cinema?
Don't you think that cinema is a little out of the way?
What does the man mean? Question 5. Bob said that Seattle is a great place for conferences.
He is certainly in the position to make that comment. He has been there so often.
What does the man say about Bob? Question 6. Mr. Watson, I wonder whether it's possible for me to take a vacation early next month.
Did you fill out a request form?
What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Question 7. Do you want to go to the lecture this weekend? I've heard that the guy who was going to deliver the lecture spent a year living in the rainforest.
Great! I am doing a report on the rainforest. Maybe I can get some new information to add to it.
What does the woman mean? Question 8. This article is nothing but advertising for housing developers. I don't think the houses for sale are half that good.
Come on, David. Why so negative? We are thinking of buying a home, aren't we? Just a trip to look at the place won't cost us much.
What can be inferred from the conversation? Now you'll hear the two long conversations. Conversation 1. Okay, now we'd better make sure you enjoy your studies. We offer a wide range of options on the foundation course, but you can only take 5 courses. What have you selected?
Physical Sciences, Basic Electronics, Art and Design, CAD.
Oh, right. CAD and English. That's quite strange. Don't you want to do maths or computer programming, for example? Why did you choose art and design?
Well, I'm interested in electronics and in writing computer games. I'd like to produce educational software and educational games. I've taught myself a lot of programming, so I don't think I'd benefit much from a foundation-level course.
Oh, no, I see that. Go on, please.
So, I want the basics, the physical science and electronics. I was hopeless at physics in school, and we didn't have electronics, but I was good at maths. I don't think I need that.
Then what about the art and design?
That will be good for my graphics. I need that to produce games. CAD, too. I've never done CAD before.
Right. They've got some powerful packages in the computer graphics and CAD offices. You'll enjoy that. Then English. I know your English is very good, but why did you take it?
In fact, I don't have any problem in speaking, but my writing is terrible.
Then I suggest you join the Study Skills class. They'll have lectures on report writing, and that may help you with how to structure your essays and so on.
Right. That sounds good. Questions 9 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 9. What are the two speakers talking about? Question 10. What is the woman's favorite course? Question 11. Why did the woman take an English course?
Conversation 2.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson. I'm Diana Houston.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
I'm a college student. I'm taking a business course which needs 3 weeks' work experience. My lecturer, Mr. Armstrong, suggested I contact you, as you've allowed students before to practice in your company. I've brought a letter of reference from Mr. Armstrong for you.
Thanks. Yes, our company has a good relationship with the university. We've had many students here over the past years. We usually take students who are in the second half of their courses. What about you?
I'm almost at the halfway mark. I've got some exams in 2 weeks. Then I'll be ready to start before the beginning of the second semester. But I thought I'd get this organized before the exams start.
That's a very responsible way of thinking. It's a good idea to get in early. I'm sure there will be many students soon.
I could start in 3 weeks if you like.
Do you understand what's involved in the practice?
I think so. Mr. Armstrong explained the procedures to us. I have to work regular hours and write a comprehensive report on what I've learned as an assignment for Mr. Armstrong and the personnel department of the company as well. And you will send a report about my work to Mr. Armstrong, and that will also be part of my assessment.
That's right. But I'll have to discuss this application with the personnel department, and I will let you know as soon as possible if you've been accepted.
Yes, please. If I'm not accepted, I'll have to apply somewhere else.
Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What's the woman's main purpose of the visit? Question 13.
Which kind of students will the company usually accept? Question 14. What would the man do for the woman's practice if she were accepted? Question 15. When will the woman's practice begin?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. In the next few decades, people are going to travel very differently from the way they do today. Everyone is going to drive electrically powered cars. So, in a few years, people won't worry about running out of gas. Some of the large automobile companies are really moving ahead with this new technology. F&C Motors, a major auto company, for example, is holding a press conference next week. After the press conference, the company will present its new electronically operated models. Transportation in the future won't be limited to the ground. Many people predict that traffic will quickly move to the sky. In the coming years, instead of radio reports about road conditions and highway traffic, news reports will talk about traffic jams in the sky. But the sky isn't the limit. In the future, you will probably even be able to take a trip to the moon. Instead of listening to regular airplane announcements, you will hear someone say, "The spacecraft to the moon leaves in 10 minutes. Please check your equipment. And remember, no more than 10 ounces of carry-on baggage are allowed."
Questions 16 to 18 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What will be used to power cars in the next few decades? Question 17. What will future news reports focus on when talking about transportation? Question 18. What will passengers be asked to do when they travel to the moon? Passage 2. County fairs are a tradition in New England towns. They offer great entertainment. One popular event is the pie-eating contest. If you want to take part in the contest, it is a good idea to remember these guidelines. First, make sure your stomach is nearly empty of food. Eating a whole pie can be hard if you have just finished a meal. Next, it is helpful to like the pie you are going to eat. The cream types are a good choice. They slide down the throat more easily. Placing your hands in the right position adds to the chances of winning. There is a temptation to reach out and help the eating process. This will result in becoming disqualified. Don't just sit on your hands. If your hands are tied behind your back, you will not be tempted to make use of them. Now you are ready to show your talent at eating pies. The object, of course, is to get to the bottom of the pie plate before the other people. It is usually better to start at the outside and work toward the middle. This method gives you a goal to focus on. Try not to notice what the other people near you are doing. Let the cheers from the crowd spur you on, but don't look up. All you should think about is eating that pie.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. Where is a pie-eating contest usually held? Question 20. What should a person do before entering a pie-eating contest? Question 21. Where is the person advised to put his hands during the contest? Question 22. What suggestion is offered for eating up the pie quickly? Passage 3. The period of engagement is the time between the marriage proposal and the wedding ceremony. Two people agree to marry when they decide to spend their lives together. The man usually gives the woman a diamond engagement ring. That tradition is said to have started when an Austrian man gave a diamond ring to the woman he wanted to marry. The diamond represented beauty. He placed it on the third finger of her left hand. He chose that finger because it was thought that the blood vessel in that finger went directly to the heart. Today we know that this is not true, yet the tradition continues. Americans generally are engaged for a period of about 1 year if they are planning a wedding ceremony and a party. During this time, friends of the bride may hold a party at which women friends and family members give the bride gifts that she will need as a wife. These could include cooking equipment or new clothing. Friends of the man who is getting married may have a bachelor party for him. This usually takes place the night before the wedding. Only men are invited to the bachelor party. During the marriage ceremony, the bride and her would-be husband usually exchange gold rings that represent the idea that their union will continue forever. The wife often wears both the wedding ring and the engagement ring on the same finger. The husband wears his ring on the third finger of his left hand. Many people say the purpose of the engagement period is to permit enough time to plan the wedding. But the main purpose is to let enough time pass so the two people are sure that they want to marry each other. Either person may decide to break the engagement. If this happens, the woman usually returns the ring to the man. They also return any wedding gifts they have received.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 23. What was the diamond ring said to represent? Question 24. Why did the Austrian man place the diamond ring on the third finger of the left hand of his would-be wife? Question 25. What is the chief advantage of having the engagement period? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks with the exact words you have just heard. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage. In the center of a big city, there are usually dozens of large office buildings that house big banks, corporations, headquarters, and government agencies. Thousands of people work in these buildings. People who do all the office work are called white-collar workers. Secretaries and receptionists, bookkeepers and computer operators work for many different kinds of companies. Many office workers dream of working their way up to the top, from clerk to president of a corporation. The way lies through middle management. Middle management includes junior executives who may fill specialized jobs, supervise other workers in the company, recommend action to top management, or see that the company's policies are being carried out. At the very top are the senior executives. They establish the policies for their own companies, especially financial matters. The chief executive officer or CEO of a large corporation has a great deal of power and influence. It is believed that one can start out at the bottom and go all the way to the top. Because financial matters are so important, some accountants become top executives. In companies where technology is important, people with an engineering background can also rise to the top. Nowadays, however, education plays a central part in the selection of people for management jobs. Universities in many countries offer courses in business administration. The graduates of these courses often start out in middle management jobs. From there, they can easily get promoted if they show the necessary personality and ability. Now the passage will be read again.
In the center of a big city, there are usually dozens of large office buildings that house big banks, corporation headquarters, and government agencies. Thousands of people work in these buildings. People who do all the office work are called white-collar workers. Secretaries and receptionists, bookkeepers and computer operators work for many different kinds of companies. Many office workers dream of working their way up to the top, from clerk to president of a corporation. The way lies through middle management. Middle management includes junior executives who may fill specialized jobs, supervise other workers in the company, recommend action to top management, or see that the company's policies are being carried out. At the very top are the senior executives. They establish the policies for their own companies, especially financial matters. The chief executive officer or CEO of a large corporation has a great deal of power and influence. It is believed that one can start out at the bottom and go all the way to the top. Because financial matters are so important, some accountants become top executives. In companies where technology is important, people with an engineering background can also rise to the top. Nowadays, however, education plays a central part in the selection of people for management jobs. Universities in many countries offer courses in business administration. The graduates of these courses often start out in middle management jobs. From there, they can easily get promoted if they show the necessary personality and ability.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. In the center of a big city, there are usually dozens of large office buildings that house big banks, corporations, headquarters, and government agencies. Thousands of people work in these buildings. People who do all the office work are called white-collar workers. Secretaries and receptionists, bookkeepers, and computer operators work for many different kinds of companies. Many office workers dream of working their way up to the top, from clerk to president of a corporation. The way lies through middle management. Middle management includes junior executives who may fill specialized jobs, supervise other workers in the company, recommend action to top management, or see that the company's policies are being carried out. At the very top are the senior executives. They establish the policies for their own companies, especially financial matters. The chief executive officer or CEO of a large corporation has a great deal of power and influence. It is believed that one can start out at the bottom and go all the way to the top. Because financial matters are so important, some accountants become top executives. In companies where technology is important, people with an engineering background can also rise to the top. Nowadays, however, education plays a central part in the selection of people for management jobs. Universities in many countries offer courses in business administration. The graduates of these courses often start out in middle management jobs. From there, they can easily get promoted if they show the necessary personality and ability. This is the end of listening comprehension.